After 3 years of work, Cody Nielsen is ready to release his newest album. The Fayetteville-based musician has grown up in the Northwest Arkansas music scene. After performing in other projects like Farmer in the Markets and Cirque du Soleil, Cody has spent recent years working on his solo project, Moonsong. Last week, Cody came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio, along with members of his live band, James Schlecht, Zach Tennant, Liam McMahon, and Andrew Serra. They spoke to Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda and played a few songs off the new record, including this one.
This song is called Second Chances.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined now inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio by Moonsong. Welcome back, and welcome
Hi.
To new people.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Moonsong is the solo project by Cody Nielsen, has a backing band who is with him today, and you have a new album that I'm going to let you say because I've been worried about butchering it this whole time.
The title of the album is Lethologica.
So explain that to me, please.
Okay, so it's pretty much a word that is for that moment you have where you have just like a word or a name on the tip of your tongue, but you can't quite remember what it is. Don't ask me about the root of the word, but I know that's what
it is. It seems kind of cruel because that word is hard to remember.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's great.
It's funny how that works out.
It is. And you've been working on this album, I guess, for the last 3 years?
Yeah, it's been about 3 years. I put out my first EP in 2015, August, and I started working on the album like immediately afterwards.
I think it's nothing short of an obsession at this point.
Yeah.
So why 3 years just wasn't good enough, or just didn't have time and was doing it in short spurts, or just because?
3 years, yeah, it's me constantly tweaking it and refusing to admit that it's done, mixed with, you know, life. We've been touring a lot, doing shows, all that. I've been finishing up school, mm-hmm. you know.
What
so
are you studying again?
I am music composition.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how was touring? You guys did a pretty big stint in May. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You guys have any memorable experiences from, you were up, I guess, kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
North and east and.
Yeah, this last tour, it was, we just pretty much made a route essentially to New York and back. We stopped in Michigan along the way to visit some friends, played some shows out there. We even crossed the border to Canada to hang out for a second. That was fun.
Did you play in Canada?
No, sadly we did not. Oh. We were close, though. Next time.
Do you guys have any something that's most memorable from this trip? I don't know if you guys have all toured before. Or
this was our, what, our fourth okay. tour?
This is our fourth tour as a band. This time around, we can go around on this. I just love New York a lot.
Yeah,
it's always fun to hang out there, make our way back mm-hmm. there. This is our second time playing in New York, so
wonderful,
super fun.
I was about to say Brooklyn or Canton are probably my favorite dates. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn is just such a cool town, and the places that we played were overwhelmingly cool. And you know, just from our perspective, it was growing up here and playing music around, we don't get an opportunity to play in like big urban areas like that very much. So Brooklyn was a big highlight. And we had a friend who worked at the Met, so we got in that for free, which was fantastic afternoon.
That was pretty awesome.
So what did you get to see there?
We just tried to cram as much as we possibly could in there.
Huge.
The Armaments Museum there is my favorite thing. It's the cream of the crop to me.
But just so much stuff there. It's so overwhelming. Uh-huh. I've never been to a museum that big.
Yeah.
The Egyptian side was really cool.
Yeah,
they had like
the
a tomb that you could walk through and stuff like that.
Walk through it?
Yeah, they had preserved it and like covered it with like protective glass and stuff, but you could walk through and all that stuff.
I don't know how I feel about
that. Yeah, it was pretty cool to see.
It's terrifying.
Like, but it's like,
dead
that stuff is so old, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
It wasn't Nicolas Cage and Night at the Museum, was it?
No, it was Ben Stiller, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have to shout out a local player, Jacob Campbell, for covering me. I was studying last spring. I can't speak for any of his experiences on tour other than that. I assume he did likely a better job at playing than I usually do.
Shut up.
Glad you could step in. Mm-hmm. Glad that you're back. Working on this album, Cody, you again did everything all yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did all writing, recording, producing, artwork too. Yeah.
How do you have the time to do all of that?
The secret is I don't.
Not a secret now.
Yeah, right. I fit it in where I could. This time last year, I had a little like bedroom sized recording studio space just like in South Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
I was co-leasing it from a woman who did a lot of like crafts and stuff for the farmers market, so I would use the studio like when I was done with all my day stuff. I would go there at night and just record through the night, and she would use it during the day. It was a good trade-off, but that's where a lot of my time was put, just spending just nights just locking myself in there alone recording this thing.
So what is it like for you, the rest of the band, to kind of come in here and learn how to play when Cody had all of the creative control and did the whole thing? You guys just show up and say, okay, what'd you make?
Pretty much. I kind of akin it to like eating your friend's food, you know? You get to kind of be objective and enjoy it. And it's super cool. Like there's no parts that I could inject in there that I'm ever self-conscious about or anything like that, you know? So we get to kind of step back and give him an honest opinion, which is really fun for us, because I think we get to kind of experience some new stuff that we wouldn't normally come up with on our own. And then we can kind of analyze everything from a backed up point of view.
Yeah, it's definitely fun to get like into, I play drums, so it's pretty fun to like try to figure out, okay, like what was Cody thinking to come up with this like beat, because I wouldn't normally think of this. So it's definitely challenging in like a fun way, but it's also, you know, sometimes I'm just like, oh, Cody, like 5/4 every time. I've now gotten used to playing a weird beat rather than like what you would normally do. I just assume it's going to be off in some way.
Yeah, 4/4 is really difficult now.
Yeah, it's really hard to play a song in 4/4.
Very true.
So it sounds like musically for you guys, the musical signature, time signature, is that the word I want? Time signature is different. The sound is definitely, and I mean this in the best way possible, is all over the place. You know, before I think we talked about how you've been in so many different projects and, you know, you did Farmer in the Markets and you've done some, was it Surf Rock and Surf to Soleil and you did some Shoegaze and Dividend. And so when you came in here with this project, you're like, yeah, I'm kind of just stretching and I always want to change. And it seems like you've continued to do that because there's 18 songs and it's like everything.
I tried to do as much as I could. Yeah. I've got a lot of different influences that are just kind of like all over the place. So instead of going for just like one sound, I thought just like, why not channel everything?
And again, with the layering, one of the tracks was like cicadas and breathing and walking on leaves, maybe?
Like, yeah. I tried to experiment some with like samples and field recordings and stuff. You know, it's a nice retreat from just like the sound of my own voice dominating the album, just to be able to get some other voices on there.
Well, I think it adds to the feeling that you're there for the process. You know, it kind of feels like you're there with Cody.
It's intimate.
It really is an intimate sounding album. It's something that I think you could put on and really think introspectively with.
So today you guys did a much more, not simplistic, but a toned down version. It's more acoustic for us, just a little easier in the space that we have here. When you're on stage, how do you replicate what you've done on this album on stage, or do you even try?
Well, we sure do try.
I mean, I guess it's a little easier with more of your the capability you have with computers and things like that on stage, so you can plug in and all that stuff.
There's definitely some stuff we don't play yet, or just straight won't play.
Yeah,
that are album specific.
We can't translate everything for sure, but we just try our best. I mean, you know, we're just like the best Moonsong cover band out there. That's essentially what it is. We could never translate it exactly like the album, and I really made an effort to not let the live sounds or the idea of the live sound restricts my recording process. You know, I wasn't thinking the whole time, it's like, how are we going to do this with two keys, two guitars, bass and drums? You know, layering is more fun. And then, you know, I figure it out later and maybe we can't do it or maybe we can.
Well, and that's just, it may be a really good idea because then it's just a reason that people have to get the album.
I think so.
Whole different sound.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we'll never sound like the album, but we could sure try.
So you had a listening party back like in January or February.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go? And that was the album done then, or you just were listening to some of the songs?
So, yeah, I shared like essentially what was the album at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Between now and then, I've just been tweaking the mix. The album was done. All the parts were recorded, and I got to play it like in order, just essentially how it is. But, you know, at that point, it was like I'd been working on it for like over 2.5 years. And I really just wanted to show people what I've been doing without it having to be like completely done and released. I could worry about that stuff later.
Okay. So we're here now for the release.
Yeah, finally.
September 8th at Stage 18, you're having a release party.
Yeah. And we're going to have some other bands on board, too. Our friends Crash Blossom and Elephantom. Who always put on great shows, and then at the door, if you show up and you get in, I'm going to give you a free digital download of the album.
Will you have physical copies as well, or is this just all digital?
Yep, I'll have physical copies for extra cheap. People can upgrade their digital download of the physical copy if they want. It'll cost them less than if they came back at another show.
Right, because at a show, I think the cover is $7, that includes your digital download.
Yep.
Okay, it'll be here soon. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for coming
for
in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And congrats.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
This song is called Hesitations.
As Cody Nielsen, James Schlecht, Zach Tennant, Leah McMahon, and Andrew Serra. They came to the Carver Center for Public Radio last week to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. You can find out more about Moonsong's album release party that takes place tomorrow at Stage 18 by visiting the band's website, facebook.com/moonsongofficial.